This Week in Bison Sports for Friday, March 9th. Bison Women's Hockey wins the Canada West Championship. We talked to the graduating players, plus head coach John Rempel and Kelsey Wog, a four-time medalist at the 2018 U Sports Swimming Championship. Up next, it's This Week in Bison Sports on 101.5 UMFM. Hey, it's This Week in Bison Sports on 101.5 UMFM. We can't keep her quieter. She just likes to talk. But she's finished up her second year of Bison swimming. Tell the vastness of the audience on 101.5 UMFM. Your name, your events you swim in, how many years you've been at Manitoba, and your favorite song that you like to listen to before you swim.
My name is Kelsey Wog. I swim the breaststroke, and I am sometimes freestyle, and this is my second year university, and my favorite song, I probably shouldn't say.
Oh, is it? Okay. All right. Fair enough. Is it not appropriate?
Yeah.
Ah, gotcha. Why can you say a song that is appropriate? Do you have an artist that's appropriate?
Yeah, like.
Is there certain songs for different ones?
Rap songs are good.
Is there certain songs for different events, or how would that work when you get? Because you see that, like, you know, you've seen this in the Olympics, Phelps, with his big headphones on or whatever, right? Do you do something like that?
No, not really.
Okay, so let's go back before we go forward. Great sophomore season, second year with the Bisons here. We're on radio, so people can't see it, but she's got her shiny medals here from the U Sports Championship. Three golds and a silver. Pretty impressive, Miss Wog.
Yeah, I was really going for the four gold, but...
what's so weird is that... I mean, I think that's a high-performance athlete, right? So everyone would say congratulations, you won three and a gold and four overall. But you look at I wanted four gold, which is fantastic. So last year, if I'm not mistaken, you had one gold and a couple silver and a bronze, something like that. What was different this year? Is it you were more used to it, or you just felt better going into this championship?
Faster. Yeah, I'm faster, and I've been like racing more consistent, so I was pretty sure I was gonna do better.
And okay, you're selling yourself a little short. The person you lost in the IM, she won it 5 years in a row.
Yeah, and she went to the Olympics.
And what you want to do down the road here? How was your second year overall? University balancing with being a Bison sports student athlete.
It's pretty good. Like, yeah.
Cracking the books.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you're done varsity swimming, but you don't finish. You have a 2018 Canada Swimming Championships a couple weeks in April. This is just for a swim?
Yeah.
Because there's nothing on the line?
Yeah, not really. But, like, I'll go out and race and just see where I'm at, so.
Talking to Vlastik, after that, I believe you got a training camp that you're going to with Dora.
Yeah.
So tell me, people don't know what that's all about.
I'm going to Flagstaff, Arizona, which is 7,000 feet above sea level, and it's with Kylie Mass and Penny Oleksiak.
Okay, that's pretty cool. People know those names, right? Those are Olympians. You know those swimmers?
Yeah, I went to Short Course Worlds, and they were on the team, so I got to know them a little bit.
Swim a relay with both?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
So... How cool is that going to be? Like, because I'm going to say, like, I see you light up when you're talking about that. You're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, it's cool. It's really cool.
What do you want to take out of the 2 weeks out there in Flagstaff?
I want to see how literally the best train in the world. Yeah.
To be the best, you got to see what the best do, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. So is it going to be mostly... In the swimming pool is going to be a little bit off the pool. Do you know sort of how that 2 weeks work?
I don't know how it's going to be yet, but it's going to be hard.
That's cool. Well, that's what it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
And then what's under the dock later on in the summer there for Kelsey Wall? What's the next sort of meet that you want to kind of be at?
Well, I have trials for Pan Pacific Championships, and I really want to be on that team.
And that happens?
Like July.
Okay. Well, let's hope for all the best. There, Kelsey Wag, an amazing second year with the Bisons. There's 3 gold medals and a silver at the 2018 U Sports Swimming Championships. It's just impressive. That's awesome.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You got anything else? What else are you doing now, like before you get to the swimming championship? Is it just in the pool, just getting ready for that?
Yeah, pretty much just training again.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love doing these interviews?
Like 5.
Be honest. Oh, that's. I thought. You know what? A couple years ago, you would have said 2.
Yeah.
So we're not. We're getting there. We're not too bad. Kelsey Wag, always appreciate your time. She's a 4-time medalist at the U Sports Championships. All the best in a couple weeks at the Nationals out there in Toronto. All the details as always on Bison Swimming on GoBisons.ca. Hey, guess what?
But.
You're listening to This Week in Bison Sports on 101.5 UMFM. Hey, so it's This Week in Bison Sports on 101.5 UMFM. He wants to know what we're going to talk about. We're just going to talk as we usually do. We've done this for 14 years. You know that, Rams?
Yes.
You got it. Yeah, well,
you got to talk into the mic.
You gotta talk to that. You need to know as well. So here's the deal. This is kind of the down week before you get out to the Western University for the U Sports Championship. I know this is a weird question, but I'll ask it right off the bat here. Have you had time to reflect for a second about what you accomplished for the Canada West Championship last week over at William Flem Arena in front of a really loud crowd?
Yeah, a little bit. I've sort of taken a different approach this year and just kind of soaking things in a little bit more and you know, paying attention to more things and not just putting my head down, which I usually do. I had a chance to really actually to enjoy the crowd on Saturday, as weird as that sounds. I was looking around quite a bit.
It didn't hurt that we actually weren't in an overtime game and that we were up a bit at the end, especially.
Yeah, I mean, I actually did that and it was cool and the environment was amazing. And
was that the best you'd seen? I can't remember.
Yeah, no, that's
and
not
you've been
close.
Here before me, but
it's not even close.
Can you remember a time?
I don't think I remember playing in front of a crowd and even anywhere close to that, to be honest with you. Actually, there's only one time I remember that, and that was the lockout year of 94. We played the Jets rookies. Early that year, I believe, and I believe there were a lot of people at that game.
Sure.
That I do remember. That's the only time I can remember that building was anywhere close to that, but it wasn't raucous like it was on Saturday.
It was a genuine, legit
crowd,
right? They were into it from game one right away. I mean, you know, it was edge of your seat to the first overtime, and we win again. And then I think Saturday was a bit celebratory, right?
As we
got through kind of we got that good second period where we were up 3-0. And
the best part about watching the game back on video was the vantage points that it shot from. Was the you could see all the players and the from the other teams and the crowd in the end zones, and you could see them get out of their seats whenever they thought there would be a scoring chance, and then when we did score, and how it looked on camera was pretty cool because you're just used to seeing empty benches there, so that was pretty neat.
Well, you know what? It was well-deserved there, and it was nice that people started taking the ride with this team, right? I mean, it's been a pretty amazing ride here. You've mentioned it many a time. 3 have been checked off the list. 1 more is to go here. Like you said, you know, it's been weird. This has been, for all the success you've had over the last 14 years, it's been 7 years since we've been there, right?
Mm.
You have changed philosophy a bit to sort of deal with this week and kind of get prepared with it should be you'll be the number one seed going into this championship and a bullseye on this team, but it sounds like you're embracing it.
Yeah, I think we have to, and I mean I've told numerous people, you know, going 5 times in my first 7 years as the head coach here, I kind of got into the mindset that it was just going to keep happening, and you know, the way our conference has changed with just sort of the rise of UBC for sure has changed the complexion of our conference. Calgary there for a few years when they had some really high-level players.
Maybe an Olympian or something like that.
Yeah, and a couple other very high-level players as well. So
actually, a couple
of Olympians. That changed the complexion of our conference. You know, and I think it's very important for us to really soak this all in and have fun with it, because for most of these girls, and possibly for me, this could be the last time they ever get to experience it. That's entirely possible, and that's really what I've learned by, you know, not having had the opportunity to go back there in a long time. And you know, when these opportunities come around, you know, whether you win or whether you lose, it's important to put your best foot forward and really present yourself and your program and your players in the best light possible from just a professional standpoint and just for how you carry yourselves, and that's how we're going to approach this.
So you got a couple practices before you get out to Western there. You don't know your opponent yet. You have an idea, I think. I think if there's a possibility of three, it's probably either whoever loses the OUA game or Montreal. Would I be correct
that's
on that?
Probably looking that way, yes.
And we probably will play the Thursday. We'll either play the first match or the second match, correct?
Yeah.
You like that? You're excited about sort of whoever you play, kind of let's go?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about... I've been a part of teams that have played the Thursday early, the Thursday late, played the home team in their first game on a Friday. Yep. I've done it all there, so I've seen it. These girls haven't seen it, so I would think for them, it'd probably be better to just play and not have to wait. We're going in early already to prepare and get a sort of routine set up and in place. So
did you do that a little bit on purpose this time around?
Yeah, I wanted to get in there and I wanted to get set up and kind of get the home base established and get into routine early. I think it's very important for these players to get a sense of, you know, just feeling comfortable in the environment they're in and get everything set up and get moving. And again, enjoy the process and enjoy being there.
Talking Bison women's hockey with head coach John Rempel in his 14th season. This has been a fun ride so far here. And you've said it many a time that you're happy about sort of that the team is getting recognition, but also that, you know, you've stressed many a time about the leadership on this group. Just talk about sort of how they've kind of embraced a lot of firsts this year and hopefully one more is still coming up with the national championship, but just how they've kind of maintained this focus throughout the season so far.
Well, I mean, there's a couple things at play here. One is that the team decided, or I helped them decide, I guess.
Well, that's a coach.
That we needed to play a certain way this year. And they did that, and they understood that it didn't matter if we won 1-0, 2-1, 5-0. We had to play a certain way all the time. And that's this team didn't overwhelm anybody this year, but they were very hard to play against. And if you're going to beat this team as an opponent, you better be pretty much firing on all facets of your game. So I think driving that point home to them, especially after the disappointment of last year where we had, you know, we did everything last year except win, but the team wasn't as strong internally as it is this year, and that's the difference that you're seeing. We had enough last year and probably maybe 2 years before that to win this, to do what we're doing right now, but I didn't feel like we played the right way consistently enough. This year that this team does that, and it doesn't get phased when things don't go its way. And, you know, most of the stuff have gone its way this year, and the leadership has been obviously the driving force behind that. You know, I made a conscious decision to not really have a lot of meetings this year. When we did have meetings, they had to be meaningful. They had to be substantive, and something had to come out of the meetings where, okay, we have an issue, we need to fix it, and we need to solve it, and we need to discuss it and be honest about it. And I thought we did a good job of that. So, you know, maybe a learning tool for me there too, where less can be more. And, you know, I think that transferred through to the group this year.
I love that. Less can be more. Boy, that's a good slogan.
Yeah, thanks.
I think someone's already done that.
Yeah,
we try and TM on that.
Probably.
You're probably good about that. Before we go here, John Rempel, Bison women's hockey head coach in his 14th season, I want to go all the way back. You won a championship in front of your family. It's kind of cool. Like, I'll be honest, it's a good moment there at the end there. I've been around you for many moons and stuff. And, boy, you've seen the ups and downs and stuff. But it doesn't happen too often. I just want to note this, and I think you know this now, but at that time, last time that it happened, win a conference by Bison team was 2007 with the football team. It doesn't happen every day here on this campus. It doesn't happen, especially at home. The last two times you did win them, that was back at Alberta, and I'm sure those are great. I remember being there for one of them, and it was exhilarating stuff, but it's there's just something special doing it at home, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was special. I mean, for my girls to be there and my wife to be there, obviously, and my sister was there, and my sister's never been a hockey fan, but she's become a hockey fan, particularly in the last 2 years, you know, after some personal stuff has happened in our family, and she's really kind of, I think it's been cool for her because, you know, it's given her kind of like a sense of purpose, and she's gotten to know some of these players a little bit, and so for her it's been very cool as well. So, you know, a couple of my uncles have been out watching and things like that, and for me it was pretty emotional because I know that my dad would have really loved to have been there watching, and I know that he probably was there in spirit.
He was.
But and it's funny because the goal judge they have back at that south end now kind of looks like my dad.
It really is weird about that. So it's a bit surreal.
It's
yeah.
A little bit surreal. So I catch myself looking over there, and for those of you people that listen and don't know, my dad goal judged here for men's and women's for many years, and you know, I know that he would have been ecstatic and enjoyed it. So it was pretty cool, and you know, it's special because those are just moments that don't happen to everybody. And, you know, again, you really got to reflect on those and enjoy them because it can be fleeting.
Let's keep it not so fleeting, and let's keep this rolling here. Remps doesn't know this, but we got a part two coming up a little bit later on, but I'll inform him about that later. Hey, for now, we're done. How about that? That's good.
I'm good.
Congratulations on the Canada West Championship. And guess what?
What?
You're listening to This Week in Bison Sports on 101.5 UMFM. Hey! It's This Week in Bison Sports on 101.5 UMFM. Bison Women's Hockey Playoff Edition, Championship Edition. Let's go around the horn. Tell you the vast listening audience on 101.5 UMF and your name, your position, how many years you've been with the Bisons. And, goodness. I'm trying to think of, you know, you start there, Captain, and I'll find out what the final question is in a second.
My name is Caitlin Fighton. I'm a fifth year defenseman for the Bisons.
Oh, I got it. And the final question is, do you have a special pregame meal and does it change because of playoffs? How about that?
Throughout the playoffs, if I eat one thing and it works for me, I'll eat the same thing.
And what has
weekend.
It been so far?
For me, it's been kind of like a hamburger goulash with some rice.
Ooh, there you go. Don't know what that is. Sounds good.
My name's Rachel Dick, fifth year goalie. And I honestly don't have a pregame meal that's been consistent.
I can't believe that. Goalies, I thought they were always about...
You know, I think that's just weird about, like, other things, not our food.
Fair enough. That's good enough. We'll let it slide.
Van Lahove, forward. Played 3 years. Like to change things up.
Now, did you have different... in Olympics and then different when you came back, or is it just whatever is around? Or
honestly, I just like to change things up.
Okay.
I don't like keeping things the same.
There
so.
You go. That's all right.
Alana Sirhan, fifth year forward. Pre-game meal, huge fan of just keeping it light lately. Noticing that kind of eating like 3-4 hours beforehand.
Anything specific?
Staying away from pastas, which has traditionally been my deal. Staying away from that. Feeling that just less is more right now. So.
Oh my goodness.
Less
coach.
Food.
Coach has coached up very well. Less is more is exactly what he said the interview before. That's kind of weird. Okay.
That is weird.
It is good. Okay, so weird. I guess this is going good here. So let's go around the horn here. Congratulations. I don't think you like to hear this enough here. 2017-18 Canada West Women's Hockey Championships. Third time this has happened in the program's 21-year history. Let's go around the horn and just talk about the weekend that was just passed, about sweeping the Huskies and doing it at home in front of a very loud and boisterous crowd. Sirhan first.
Basically, what happened this past weekend was an absolute team effort through and through. Every single one of our players contributed. Whether players weren't dressed or not, the positive motivation that came from the stands, came from the dressing room, all that stuff. It was a complete team win. You can just look at top to bottom, all the goals that were scored, all the points that were gotten this weekend. You know, everyone was there to contribute. So it was a full team win this weekend for sure.
First of all, it was amazing crowd. It was so fun to play when all those people showed up and were cheering for us. We're on our side. It was kind of like a win for the whole school, not just for us. Team effort, like Sirhan said before, and yeah, we were very confident heading into those games, and we showed what we can do.
Yeah, I honestly don't think we kind of doubted that we would lose. I think we were pretty confident through and through. Once we got past Alberta, I think that was kind of like, hey, we've got this in the bag. But yeah, the crowd kind of made the difference this weekend. It was pretty unreal to play in front of that many fans who are all very excited for us when we won. And like still after people coming up to us and congratulating us, it's pretty cool.
Don't think I've ever played in front of a crowd that big, so that was pretty cool. We had a lot of support there, and that was awesome. And yeah, everyone just really did their jobs this weekend. Everybody knew exactly what we had to do, and we were playing with a little bit of chip on our shoulder, and we really bared down, and we wanted to get it done, and we did.
Talking Bison Women's Hockey with Captain Caitlin Fighton, fifth-year goalie Rachel Dick, fourth-year forward, third-year with the Bisons, fourth-year eligibility Venla Hovey, and fifth-year forward Alana Sirhan. Let's go back to Rachel Dick for a second here. I like their comment. I want to just follow up with about that. That's this feeling I got a bit. Once we got through Alberta, there was a big weight that got lifted off the shoulders, and they were a very good, let's be honest, they're defending champions for a reason. They're a really good team. Is that sort of what the dressing room felt like going to Saskatchewan last week?
I mean, yeah, I think we've just kind of been stumped by Alberta for so many years.
They're a pretty
good
team. Let's be honest. Yeah.
That it was really nice to send them home and for us to keep going. So I think once we knew that we were playing Sask, we knew that we were better, basically.
There you go. I like to hear that.
Well,
we showed on the ice. We swept them, which is great here. Let's go around the horn here. Everyone here graduating players. I don't want to, get too sentimental yet. We got games to play next week, the U Sports National, but is it nice here as graduating players to make this run, hopefully to a national championship?
Yeah, so obviously that would be the ultimate goal, is going to nationals and coming home with some hardware. But you know what? I'm not saying that we're satisfied, but we finally know what this team can accomplish. And I truly think we've deserved to win multiple times. And, this year, I'm not taking no for an answer. But going to nationals, honestly, keep it light, keep it a team atmosphere like we've always done. Knowing everyone has an important role to play on this team is huge. And just, being able to, the coach quote of just roll four lines and get at it is basically what's going to be key for us here. And like I said, everyone's got a part to play.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is not getting ahead of things. A lot of people ask us about the championship upcoming, whatever, if you're going to lose or you're going to win, but we're going to go for the first game and first shift. And I think that's why we've been very successful this year too, not getting ahead of ourselves and just playing basically shift by shift. So we have to continue that way.
Yeah, and I mean, as graduating players, I think we just kind of propels us to play as hard as we can. And I think we have confidence in our team that they'll do the same for us. And I think we're going to go into the weekend pretty confident, and we'll just play our game and see where it goes.
I definitely think, like I said before, that everybody on this team knows their job. So I think we trust each other that we're all going to go out there and play as hard as we can. And we have to take it game by game and opponent by opponent. But I think we're going to be ready to play. So
I love it. Coach has got you ready to go here. It's awesome. Talking Bison Women's Hockey with Caitlin Fighton, Rachel Dick, Venla Hovey, and Alana Sirhan. Last question before we let you go here on the round table here. Hey, we'll probably be going in as the number one seed. We've been number one all season long. We might play the host Western University or OUA team or maybe Montreal there. But just talk about sort of, we'll probably have a bullseye on us. We've had it pretty much all year, but it seems like this team's embraced sort of that status and the pressure just around the horn here about going in there early and kind of being number one there and trying to come out number one at the end of the weekend.
I definitely think we'll have a little bit of a target on our back, but at the same time, all the teams that are at Nationals are there for a reason, so they're all going to be good. So they're going to come out knowing that we're number one, so they're going to play hard, and we're just going to have to play the same way that we've been playing all year. There's a reason that we're sitting in the top seed right now, and so if we continue to play like that, I think we'll have success.
Yeah, I mean, I think we kind of have just accepted the spot and not really let it bother us or anything or think about it too much. I think we'll just go into the weekend and not really change anything. And yeah, I mean, being number one is obviously pretty sweet, but we'll just take each game seriously, obviously, and each game will be a challenge. And I think we'll, yeah, face each opponent like we're kind of on the same level, not be too high or too low.
Yeah, in the end, I think the ranking is just a number that we're up there. It's not going to promise us anything. It's not going to hand a medal over to us. So it's basically we have to use it to our advantage for our confidence, get some energy from it. We know we've been handling the pressure really well in these past couple weekends, so I'm sure we can continue in that way.
Yeah, pretty sure John used to actually always say this to us, is pressure is a privilege. It's something that we're prepared to embrace, and like Hovey said, we have all year. Ultimately, it just comes down to us, and all the other teams are going to do what they're going to do, and we're going to do what we're going to do, and that's put forward our best effort and go in there and have fun with it and just play hockey like what we've been doing the past season here. So,
it's pretty cool for Bison Women's Hockey. How cool is it with Kelsey Wog showing the medals off that she won?
You know, I was a little nervous to touch them. Venla Hovey went over there and swiped them around, though, but I mean... She's already won quite a bit of hardware, she's not nervous at all. But, yeah, seeing those medals, that's pretty cool. And fellow Bison athlete, obviously we have a lot of talent at this school. And, yeah, looking forward to hopefully being able to contribute to having some more success here as a Bison.
You can compare some gold medals, hopefully, with her after a couple weeks.
Hopefully.
That would be the goal. It's Bison Women's Hockey. At Western University, all the details on GoBison.ca. They'll start up March 15th through 18th. The seedings will be done just before the start of the tournament there. And as always, everything on Bison Women's Hockey and GoBison.ca. Alana Sirhan, Venla Hovey, Rachel Dick, and Caitlin Fighton, all the best. Let's come back with a big shiny thing in a couple weeks' time from Western University. That's the goal. And guess what?
What?
You're listening to This Week in Bison Sports. 101.5 UMFM. Hey, it was This Week in Bison Sports on 101.5 UMFM every Friday at 11 o'clock. And we were chock full of it, as always, Bison Women's Hockey and Bison Swimming. Get all the details on Bison Sports Varsity Teams, as always, on GoBisons.ca. You're listening to This Week in Bison Sports on 101.5 UMFM.